In today's episode of The Big Time, I'm going to be analyzing the North Carolina Duke game. Obviously, 30 seconds in the game, Zion blows through his shoe and goes out with a knee injury and does not return. But enough talk about him. Luke May had a great night with 30 points. And with Jack White and RJ Barrett guarding him, they couldn't stop him. Cam Johnson had a good night of his own with 26. But late in the game, he walked away limping to the bench. And so, but me, switching back to Zion here, I think that he should sit out the rest of his college basketball career. Because if he gets hurt for the NBA, all that money that he was promised just goes out the drain. Now, if North Carolina can win their next games, I think it depends on what happens if Zion doesn't come back. But they can earn a one seed, I think. Now, when Zion left the game, it was like Duke was just shell-shocked that he wasn't there, because the next highest scorer, besides Cam Reddish and RJ Barrett, who had 33 and 27, was Delorier with 6. Trey Jones only had 3. Nobody else is scoring without him. So that means the guys like Jack White and Marquise Bolden have to step up. Marquise Bolden didn't have any points. Obviously, though. Never mind about that, obviously. But it was like Duke didn't even realize until late in the game that they actually had to start playing hard. Another very important player in the game, Kobe White, did. He made some bad passes, but he did a pretty good job getting around Trey Jones, that main guy, defender, and then creating stuff for other guys. Like, and Cam Johnson, obviously, he had one great slip screen that he can run and get open. He can just shoot it. But otherwise, North Carolina is a great three-point shooting team, and on the team, they went 2 for 20, shooting 10% from three-point land. And North Carolina had 62 points in the paint. Duke, you're not going to win if you give up that many points. And that's all I have for the first episode of The Big Time.